Federal politics and the opposition will use this final sitting day for the year to intensify the pressure on Malcolm Turnbull to sack his minister Mal Brough over the Peter Slipper affair. In a stunning about-face yesterday, the Special Minister of State contradicted his own 60 Minutes interview. He told the Parliament he did not ask political staffer James Ashby to hand over a copy of the former Speaker's diary.
I have not misled the House. I treat every question seriously and I answer honestly.
Well, Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus saw it differently. He said the minister had clearly misled the parliament and should be sacked.
I said yesterday that it was past time for this special minister of state to go. It's been time for days now for him to go.
But critically, Mal Brough still has the support of his prime minister.
Guilt or innocence is not determined by public denunciation, here or anywhere else. The minister has answered the questions put to him. I thank the opposition for their interest in this matter.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull claiming the high moral ground there, but for how long? Paul Bongiorno's in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, Paul, it does seem pretty clear that Mal Brough has flatly contradicted himself. In the 60 Minutes interview, he said he had asked James Ashby to procure Peter Slipper's diary. Yesterday in Question Time, he said he did not. So what will the Prime Minister do? Will he leave him there? Will he stand him aside until the Federal Police wind up their investigation? Will he just try and tough this out, knowing there's only one day of Parliament left?
Well, they're all the possibilities, and we're going to have to see how this day unfolds. I was told by someone quite close to Malcolm Turnbull last night that the Prime Minister would prefer Mal Brough to realise that it might be a good idea to stand aside pending the results of the investigation, take him out of the firing line, take him out of the spotlight. So far, there's no indication that Mal Brough will do that. One of the problems here, Fran, is, you know, there's the original crime, and commas question mark, you know, let's investigate further. But then there's the cover-up, and Mal Brough has done himself no favours in the last 2 weeks with the way in which he slithered, he's slided, he's dissembled, and now he's contradicted himself. But Fran, I've got to tell you, there's a history of Mal Brough doing this. It's his MO. Back in April 2012, he denied any involvement whatsoever, only to crab walk away from that and eventually get to the position after several weeks of admitting he knew more than he originally denied. All of that should have probably been a warning bell, you know, an amber light to Malcolm Turnbull, but, it wasn't.
Well, Prime Ministers, I think, learn the hard way usually that if they wait for ministers to make the decisions themselves, that often doesn't happen. And Labor is really targeting Malcolm Turnbull through this. Bill Shorten said last night the Prime Minister, quote, must be the only person in Australia who believes a word of what Mal Brough says. This is all about Malcolm Turnbull's judgment. So this is the PM. He's had a pretty strong start to his prime ministership, Malcolm Turnbull, but this is his first ministerial scandal. He must realise that it is important how he deals with this.
Well, he must, and it's been pointed out by other Liberals, for example, Corey Bernardi, who we know is a Conservative Liberal who's got a lot of sympathy for Tony Abbott. He's pointed out that in a very big way, Mal Brough is a captain's pick, because as you know, a Liberal Prime Minister gets to pick his own ministry, certainly his own cabinet, and he's done this. Brough played a big role in the dumping of Abbott and the ascension of Turnbull, so from that point of view, Turnbull owes him in a big way. But there is a broader point here. The spotlight, sure, is on Turnbull. After all, he was the one who appointed Brough. But other people have now been implicated over the last 2 weeks. Wyatt Roy. In fact, James Ashby, the man also under investigation for procuring, or the allegations are that he procured, which is a legally loaded word, the diary, the official diary of Peter Slipper, the then Speaker, he's pointed the finger at Wyatt Roy. And also in the documents, Christopher Pyne, a very senior minister, his name comes up too. And of course, you might remember initially back in 2012, Christopher Pyne had a long discussion or discussions with Ashby. So in a way, I think one of the problems could well be what happens if Turnbull, you know, quietly, twists Brough's arm and he doesn't like it. Will he throw hand grenades in other directions?
That's the question, isn't it? Just very briefly, Paul, the ACTU is signalling now it's prepared to speak to the government about the bill to make the unions more transparent, more accountable. This has been out of bounds up until now, so it seems as though reality is biting after some of those damaging revelations of the Royal Commission. Just briefly.
Yes, it does. I think there are two factors here, Fran. The ACTU has surveyed its own members, unionists around Australia, and found that there's been an enormous shift in the direction of the Malcolm Turnbull Liberals. That's one. And two, even at the Royal Commission, which has had a bit of a rocky record, the revelations that the NUW, for example, in New South Wales, was rorting union credit cards, this just isn't on. And the ACTU, the union movement, needs to be seen to be doing something to be keeping faith with its members.
And Bill Shorten, I think, needs to be seen to be doing something too to distance himself from some of this behaviour. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Fran. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor with the Ten Network.